mile marker 595. Just past my window side. I didn't stop, didn't wonder why. Just kept on driving. There's a rainbow over San Antonio. Still raining, got the
good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. A little Jack Ingram to get things going for us on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. So great to be here talking outdoors and all that implies with you fine folks today. I sincerely appreciate you sharing a part of your weekend with me as, man, we have got a great show lined up for you. So let's not waste any time. Y'all know the routine by now. Pour yourself another cup of coffee out of that old beat-up thermos. Pull your stool a little closer to the campfire here because we've got a ton to get into. And we'll start things off today by talking some kayak fishing, specifically coastal kayak fishing for redfish and trout with the Lone Star Kayak Series director, Dustin Korriba. And Dustin will be here momentarily. We'll talk about this exciting tournament trail that pays out, God, they pay out 1 in 4 anglers at their tournament. So if you like kayaking and you like bay fishing, you don't want to miss this because we got some cool stuff to get into with Dustin. Then a very special in-studio guest today, one of my favorite Texas singer-songwriters, an avid outdoorsman. to say that he likes big bucks and bass is an understatement, and we'll hear how catching the bass of his lifetime actually helped finance his latest record when the great Josh Ward drops by the studio. So looking forward to hearing some great music and cutting up, talking some outdoors with Josh before we wrap things up today by checking in with Dallas Safari Club Executive Director Ben Carter. Dallas Safari Club is very involved with a new conservation project out in West Texas that supplies water to mule deer, bighorn sheep, all the other wildlife that's out there in the Black Gap Wildlife Unit area in Big Bend National Park. And we'll talk about how this project was funded and some of the other organizations that they've partnered with. So cool stuff coming up here with Ben Carter and the Dallas Safari Club as well. A couple other things to mention as we get going here. Don't forget that our May Photo of the Month contest is going on right now. We've got a 50-quart Brute Outdoors Brute Box Marine Cooler that we're giving away. We've got even got our Lone Star Outdoor Show custom lid graphic on the top, and we'll give this cooler away to our May Photo of the Month winner. So send in your best outdoor photo to lonestaroutdoorshow@gmail.com. And then remember that our 12 monthly winners from 2014 will square off for a chance to hunt black buck or trophy axis deer with me down at the beautiful Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas. So that's our 2014 grand prize for our photo of the year winner. Send in those outdoor photos. Once again, lonestaroutdoorshow@gmail.com is where you need to send them. What else here? How about we do a quick giveaway? And we're going to change it up today. I've got an autographed copy of Bart Crowband's latest record, Dandelion. Bart was nice enough to sign a couple for us when he was in studio about a month ago. And then I've also got a pack of Slick Trick Viper Trick 100-grain broadheads. And we'll let this week's winner pick whichever one they want. You want the autographed Bart Crowband CD or a pack of Viper Trick 100-grain broadheads from Slick Trick. Either way, third person to text in the word hunting. That's hunting to 214-289-7807. Text in the word hunting to 214-289-7807. And you can have your pick of these two awesome prizes. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk redfish, trout, and a little kayak fishing with Dustin Korriba of the Lone Star Kayak Series. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones.
Rockwall Gun Club is North Texas' premier shooting facility, offering both indoor and outdoor ranges, including a unique 500-yard rifle range. If shotgunning's your thing, then check out the 18-station clay course. Opening summer 2014, Rockwall Gun Club is offering special introductory, family, and corporate membership rates for founding members. Located at 15950 State Highway 205, you can also visit rockwallgunclub.com or call 972-215-6902. Rockwall Gun Club, the private shooting experience.
At Frost, we could talk to you about our 24/7 online banking. Or we could talk to you about our more than 1,100 ATMs across Texas. We can even talk to you about our mobile banking app that lets you pay bills, transfer funds, and deposit checks from anywhere. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we enjoy more than to just talk to you.
Thank you for calling Frost. How may I help you?
We're here with the technology and convenience you want and the service you deserve. Frost. Banking, investments, insurance.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911. Howdy, outdoorsmen. Whether you're looking for the ideal place to customize your everyday truck or your ranch 4x4, Lone Star Conversions can do it all. Specializing in custom Jeeps, trucks, exterior liners, spray and bed liners, lift kits, bumpers, and lights, it's our purpose to provide customers with the most unique, best-valued conversions anywhere. Stop in and see us at our convenient location off of Highway 380 in Denton or call us at 940-484-5500. Of course, you can also check us out at LoneStarJeeps.com. Larson Electronics is a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s, and while they continue to support our troops, they also now have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID Camouflage Go Light Striker with remote that's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting, they also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. Visit LarsonElectronics.com and go Texan with Larson Electronics for all your lighting needs.
My name is Robbie Byers. I'm the executive director of CCA Texas, and I'm listening to the Lone Star Outdoors radio show.
Because the weather's nice and the water's right, man, I could fish here all damn night. When you had a bad day and your mind is in a haze, you can clear your head in the salt water bay.
Saltwater Bays is the name of that one. Great tune there from our friend Brandon Key, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Hoff Power Polaris and Lone Star Beer. We're actually about to talk some bay fishing here this morning, but first, this segment proudly brought to you by Lone Star Light. The best way to celebrate a great day on the water and full stringers is by cracking open an ice-cold Lone Star Light this spring. Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas. Well, our first guest today runs the Gulf Coast's most successful and prestigious saltwater kayaking series out there, and here to talk some redfish, kayaking, and all things Lone Star Kayak Series, it's my pleasure to welcome Dustin Corriba back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Cable. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I guess, first of all, Dustin, have you been tearing up the trout and redfish of late?
I've been working on some redfish. I've caught a few decent trout. No super huge wall hanger stories to mention, but no, I've been getting on a few fish here and there.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the Lone Star Kayak Series. We had you on the show last year to kind of introduce what you guys were doing, but man, y'all have just been growing and growing and doing so along with the sport of kayak fishing, which is, you know, continues to become more and more popular.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing just the progression that the kayak itself has been, you know, the last several years, 4 or 5 years or so, just the number of kayakers you see out compared to what you used to has definitely grown. But the tournament series itself has been growing as well. You know, our first events, the first year that we started back in 2012, we were averaging 60 people. And then we just had our first one for this year, which was our third year. And we had 92 people registered. So that's a big, big jump in just a short time.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. A 33% increase in a pretty small time frame indeed.
Yeah, over a three-year time period, that's not too bad for just a little small mom-and-pop operation.
Oh, come on, Dustin. Don't sell yourself short. How many tournaments do y'all have planned for 2014?
We have four. We just had our April event on the 19th. So our next one coming up is June 7th, and then we have August 16th and October 4th. So we still have three events remaining.
Okay. And Dustin, you know, kayak fishing is becoming more and more popular. There's a couple reasons for that. I mean, most obviously, not everybody has $30,000, $40,000 to buy a new bay boat. But there are other reasons as well, and I'll let you tell us a little bit about why you think kayak fishing is growing so fast.
Oh, yeah. The biggest advantage I would see is just the stealthiness of a kayak. Now, the disadvantage that most people have, especially if you're a convert from a powerboat to kayaking, is the distances you might want to go to fish your favorite spot. So you kind of have to strategically Google fish your launch locations and use Google to your advantage to try to pick out some launch spots kind of in the area, you know. Depends on the angler, but, you know, some guys like to paddle a mile or two, no more than that. And then I have some friends that'll go 6-7 miles just to get to one spot. So it can definitely hinder you if you're wanting to fish a lot of areas in a short amount of time during the day. But if you go to the right area in a kayak, you know, you can clean house in an hour because you really haven't motored in there and disrupted the fish or anything. And you're all stealthy and quiet and you can go in there and whack them.
Yeah, and you can also paddle into a lot shallower areas than you could with your regular old powerboat outboard. Now, if you had a mud motor, that's a little different story. But as far as the format of the Lone Star Kayak Series, talk about the payout structure and also, you know, how many fish can anglers bring to the weigh-in and do they have to be alive?
Okay, what it is it's a single-person event. And you can weigh in two redfish. You can fish from Sabine Pass on the Texas side to the Colorado River, which basically is East Matagorda. And then the two heaviest redfish of the day you would weigh in. You get a half-pound bonus if you do weigh them in alive. And what anglers are doing is stringing them on their kayaks and then kind of dragging them around throughout the day. And then whenever they get back to their truck, they have about a 90 to 100 quart ice chest set up with aerators and pumps and things like that, and just get the water going and dump the fish in there, get loaded up, and head to the weigh-in. But we do a 75% cash payout to the top 25% of the field. Like this last event in April, we had the 92 anglers, so we paid out to 23rd place. First place got $820 cash plus the prizes from the sponsors, and they got their trophy. And last place ended up with $50. So 23rd place still ended up with $50 and prizes. So it's kind of a win-win, you know, to go out and fish it. It makes it real easy and convenient the way we have our registration set up. We don't have any captains meetings. So you just log on to our website, create a username just like you would on any form that you might typically go to. And then once you create a username, then the registration tab pops up and you go in, register via PayPal, and you just show up at the launch you want to fish at. You know, as long as it's a public launch, no special permission launches or anything like that, or if you have to have someone's gate key to get to the back marsh area of hunt and lease, can't do anything like that. But you know, you just go out and fish the day, and it only costs you $65. So you're not really out too much if you're going to go fish anyway. And, you know, on your way back home, you just stop by the weigh-in to see how you did. And more than likely, you know, paying out to 23 places, there's a good chance you're probably going to get in the money if you got at least 10 pounds or more.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty unique among tournament trails to be paying out, you know, one out of every four or 25% of the field.
And we do prizes on top of the cash payout plus the trophies. So, you know, I think, you know, with that number of anglers being registered, whenever we're doing payout, I think the top 10 anglers, they're all well over $100.
All right. And obviously this is an artificial lure only style format, no live bait. You're out there though all the time, Dustin, in your kayak. Tell us what you're seeing as far as what artificials the redfish specifically are hitting right now.
Well, we just had a bait hatch not too long ago here, last couple of weeks. So there's been a lot of small bait in the water. So typically, and for what I've been doing, sight casting in the marsh, just a real, real small presentation, a 3-inch gulp shrimp's what I typically throw. And I'm usually stalking redfish in the marsh and less than calf deep water, so you can usually see them back in, or you know, tailing or crushing bait up on the shoreline or something, so it makes it a little bit easier to sight cast to those fish. But yeah, that's mainly the pattern I've been using. Now the other pattern, you know, that's kind of working shorelines and going down the channels into the lakes of the marsh system. But once you get into the lakes, I typically like to use a popping cork and just kind of fish the whole lake, whether it's the shorelines or just in the middle of the lake. You'd be surprised sometimes, you know, the fish that you find in the middle of the lake. Most people that are fishing for redfish, they're strictly trying to sight cast to them. So they go in and kind of like a burn boat, you know, they'll go down the shoreline until they see something or spook one. And then, you know, they'll make the sight cast at that time. But in the big lakes, I kind of like to blind cast and fish them out that way. If I end up in a big lake like that, to where I can really work it thoroughly, I'll spend, you know, an hour or two just blind casting in the middle of the lake if I don't find anything up on the shorelines.
And to clarify, these are not really big, you know, freshwater reservoirs. We're talking about, you know, marshy, brackish water type of bodies of water, you know, small lakes.
What it is you're finding little bayous that lead into the back marshes off of any bay system from Sabine to, you know, Matagorda or our boundaries, and there's a lot of little marshes like that. So not really one in particular. Most of the marshes I fish are down towards Freeport Way. I do fish over in East Bay. There's some marshes over in there. There's some over in the Sabine area that I like to fish too. But typically here lately, my trips have been fairly localized and not wanting to make a drive anywhere. And going to some spots that I know that typically this time of year are holding fish. So, you know, I'm wanting to throw some fish in the grease. It's kind of almost a guaranteed, oh, I've patterned on them here at this spot for the last 4 years on this time frame, this moon phase, you know, they should be there.
Yeah.
And you start keeping notes like that in a log over a period of years, you can flip through it. And even though you might not have fished in 4 months, you know, you flip through that log where you were really doing a lot of heavy fishing, and then it's almost a no-brainer. You know, it's all written there in paper. You just have to decipher what you wrote down a year ago.
Well, very cool stuff as always, Dustin. Real quick, I know y'all have three events left this year. When is the next Lone Star Kayak Series tournament?
June 7th, and then August 16th, and then October 4th. But we start in April, and then it's every other month. So it's always going to be April, June, August, October.
Perfect. And then as far as contacting you goes, I know y'all have a website, LoneStarKayakSeries.com. I believe you also have a Facebook page as well.
We do. We have actually both, www.LoneStarKayakSeries.com. And then we also have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. And then, we recently did a commercial, actually, which is going to be airing in a few markets around Texas, the Hempstead, the Ganado, and the Palacios market, on one of the stations you broadcast out of, kind of in my neck of the woods. Yes, sir. Mix 105.3, Mr. Kenny Allen. Give him a little plug. He's a cool guy. I like Kenny.
Oh, yeah. And Kenny likes to fish.
He does. We've went a few times since I've known him, and yeah, he's a character. He's fun to fish with for sure.
Well, cool deal, Dustin. Man, we appreciate your time as always and look forward to continued growth and success on the Lone Star Kayak Series.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Cable. I appreciate you having me on today. I really appreciate it, sir.
Take care, bud.
All right, brother. You too.
All right. There he goes, Dustin Korriba of the Lone Star Kayak Series. Pretty cool deal. Paying out 25% of the field. If you got a kayak and you like chasing redfish, you might want to check them out. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, including the newest Rudy's in front of the Cabela's in Allen, Texas. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and enjoy Rudy's true Texas-style barbecue. Let's take a break. When we come back, a special in-studio treat. One of my favorite singer-songwriters from the Texas country music scene. He's had a couple of number one hits here recently. Passionate outdoorsman. He loves chasing big bucks and big bass. We'll even find out how winning an Oakley Big Bass Tournament financed his latest record.
Josh Ward joins us in studio after the break only on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hello.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey friends, Cable Smith here for DFW Safes. We all know that our guns are a big part of our lives, from grandfather's old 12-gauge to that trusty tack driver of a deer rifle. And DFW Safes is North Texas' premier safe dealer, specializing in Rhino, Bighorn, Huntsman, Heritage, and Fortress safes, to name a few. They're family-owned and operated and have over 24 years' experience in the safe and installation business. They even have commercial safes for your business and scratch-and-dent safes for the most frugal of gun owners. Visit DFWSafes.com to set up your delivery today. That's DFWSafes.com or call 817-715-1068. At LSC Trailer Sales, we offer a full line of utility trailers, from small single axle trailers to heavy equipment trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, landscape trailers, cargo trailers, truck beds, and more. We can special order a custom trailer specific to your needs and have the ability to customize standard models in-house. LSC Trailer Sales is here to assist you with any questions you might have about trailers. Call 940-484-5500 or visit us at lsctrailersales.com. Finally, quality trailers at affordable prices in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
If I stay gone much longer, I might really go insane. Cause no matter where I go, well, I'll just be missing you in a Texas kind of way. And I keep seeing you in Houston, down at Medical.
Little Cody Johnson bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. Texas Kind of Way is the name of that one. And I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your weekend with me as we're talking anything and everything great outdoors this morning. Before we welcome today's special in-studio guest, this segment of the show proudly brought to you by STI Guns. Their Texas-made and Texas-owned STI has been producing some of the world's highest quality 1911 and 2011 style pistols in a variety of calibers for over two decades now. So if you're in the market for a new handgun, do what I did. Visit STIGuns.com and go Texan, go STI. Well, moving right along here, we've got a very special in-studio guest with us this morning. He's an avid outdoorsman and one of the brightest young faces on the Texas country music scene. And lucky for us, he's got his guitar here with him in studio this morning. Josh Ward, thanks for dropping by, brother.
Thanks for having me out, Cable.
It's my pleasure. Better late than never. We've been trying to do this for some time now.
Yeah, I know. Everything seemed to fall through every time we get a chance to do it, but we're here now. I'm happy.
Well,
I'm super stoked. I've been waiting on this.
We're certainly glad to have you, man. The last year, though, it's been a whirlwind for you. Male Vocalist of the Year on the Texas Regional Radio Report Awards.
That was last year. You've had just a litany of number ones on the Texas chart off your latest record, Promises, and now the current single, Hard Whiskey, which I believe that's actually off of an older record.
It is. We had a an EP that we did years ago, and it was title tracked Hard Whiskey, and I went back in the studio on this next last record, and the guys were like, "Man, you got to cut Hard Whiskey again." I said, "Well, it's already been done," and they said, "Well, the rest of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, they hadn't heard it." So we went back in, and real glad that I did, because it, you know, it's a song that pretty much boosted my career, and you know, I'm happy with it, man. A song that can stand the test of time like that and still come back and do well on radio, that's one you got to keep around.
Right on. So how many number ones have you guys had so far?
Three number ones. We had two back-to-back number ones with Promises and Sent Me You, and this last one we had a number one on the Texas regional radio with Hard Whiskey.
Awesome.
That would be three back-to-backs now.
Right on. Well, Josh, you've got a big fan in our show, and seeing as how you've got your guitar here with you, you've got the full band here since y'all are on the road this weekend, but obviously we're only set up for a little acoustic jam, so why don't you and Justin...
Cool, man. Sure thing. I wrote this song one night listening to a George Jones record. Not tape, not CD, I mean vinyl.
Awesome.
And that was the first song that I ever got to name drop on.
Very cool.
I figured if I was going to name drop, I better use one of the greats. 1, 2, 3... Goodbye letter in my old hat, she's telling me she's had enough, hey, she ain't coming back. Picture on a wall staring back at me, it's burning a hole right through my soul, man, it brings me to my knees. Headed out the door to do all the wrong things right. There's only one thing that'll get me through this time. All I need is hard whiskey, a soft place to fall, a jukebox full of George Jones songs. Hey, I won't miss her at all. All I need is hard whiskey, just a little time, leave me more drink, and I'll be doing fine. Thank you. soft place to fall. Someone to drive me home, or some old friends I can call. All I need is hard whiskey, just a little time. Hey, one more drink, I'll be doing fine. Oh yeah, I'll be doing fine. Oh, I'll be doing fine.
Awesome, awesome, man. Love that tune, and really excited that Hard Whiskey has done so well for y'all.
Thank you, man. We're proud of it.
Now, you know, you grew up around the Conroe area right there in Montgomery County, Texas, so there's a lot of nice deer coming out of that neck of the woods right now.
There is. We've had quite a few this past year that's come out of there, and one of them was close to where I live there in Willis. The little girl shot one. And
Michaela, hey, yeah.
Michaela. And what did that thing gross?
I think it was just over 213 and something.
That's one of the freak big daddies that, you know, you hunt all your life for. You have to be at that right time, right frame of mind when he's got something else on his mind.
Yep, you know? Yep. So I guess when did y'all stop shooting everything with horns in East Texas? you guys are growing these big deer now, so.
Well, I didn't really get to hunt East Texas that much this year. I went up to Liberal, Kansas, and hunted up there, and I think I got to hunt one time back in East Texas.
Really?
And I couldn't make a shot on one. He was probably 140s, and of all things, I grunted him in.
Wow!
And my buddy told me, he said, get aggressive on that grunt. And I said, no, we're in East Texas, man. That don't work. He said, here it does. So I got down on it, and three came in. And then, surprisingly, I looked back down the trail, and all I seen was a little bit of his brisket. And I was trying to turn around and get my bow, and it's a stand that hadn't been hunted in 4 years. Huh. So it was one of those things, go up there, set up, you know, get it done. And he walked about, I don't know. He was so close behind the tree, I could hear the water squish up between his hooves, and just couldn't get drawed down on him. I decided to make a good pass on him, good judgment. You know, I didn't want to make a bad shot on him, but it's pretty heartbreaking letting one walk by you like that.
Yeah, that's a nice buck. But you know, you guys for a long time had the you know, kind of the mindset of if it's brown, it's down.
Right.
And I don't know, since you've lived there your whole life, do you think that antler restrictions have made people more aware of letting deer reach maturity? And I mean, because legally they have to.
It has. I mean, it's really helped out a whole lot down there. You could see, you know, I've always tried to, growing up hunting, you know, we hunted for meat, you know, so it wasn't all about the horns and stuff, but you know, once I got up into my, you know, my teens and my 20s, I started really realizing what management would do, you know, and especially the 13-inch rule getting passed down there. It has helped out tremendously. I mean, I've seen bucks over the last 4 years just grow in size. I mean, from year to year, I know, you know, the game camera trail cameras and stuff. Mm-hmm. You could see how they're getting bigger, and I think if people would manage their deer a little bit, and you know, let that young one walk, man. And,
right.
Next year, he's going to surprise you.
Yeah, and I mean the proof's kind of in the pudding with these big deer that are coming out. It just proves that the genetics that they've been there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's just gotta let them reach, let them grow up a little bit.
They're there. I mean, you get around the Trinity River bottoms, any kind of bottom land. I mean, the big daddies are there, and you know, they don't. There's a reason why they get that big. They don't let people see them that much, but you know, those kind of big genetics like that are bred into these deer, and you know, they if we would let them grow up, you know, we would have massive deer down there.
Well, what is the biggest buck that you've shot to date?
147 and some change.
You got me beat by 5 inches. Where'd you shoot that one?
Cuero, Texas.
Awesome.
Buddy of mine, Kerry Vault's ranch. And that was a management deer on his place. He had he had stuff in there that looked like tree trunks hanging off their heads, you know. But I was very, very stoked. I got emotional on that hunt.
Yeah.
I went out there and, you know, he said, I'm gonna leave you with your deer, you know, let you take in the moment and stuff. And I ended up calling my wife, and I was sitting there all shook up, you know. She's like, hey, you need to calm down and then call me back. I was telling her I loved her and I love the kids, and thanks for letting me do all this. You get, when you shoot a big buck like that, you get all rattled, emotions come out. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, I was super stoked about that deer. And, you know, I passed up good deer like that up in Kansas. Just, you know, not making a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
I could shoot the distance, but whenever you factor in the wind and movement and all that, I mean, I'd much rather sit there and look at one and instead of putting a bad shot on it.
Well, that's obviously the ethical thing to do as a hunter. And Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about whitetail hunting in Kansas, a place that's legendary for big bucks, but somewhere that I've never hunted before.
It is. Liberal, Kansas is where I went. Got invited up by a buddy of mine, Bud Mullins, which he knew the landowner, Mr. Rick Schindler, great guy. And it's his property that we're hunting. And it's down there on the Cimarron River. Pretty much what we're doing, we're hunting in the riverbed. And, man, we had some great encounters. I mean, the rut was full-blown about that time. I think it was around the 10th that I was up there. And seen a bunch of deer. It was weird. They had a plot planted about a half mile from us that all the deer were kind of filtering out on. And didn't get a shot, but seen massive deer. I think the last day we were there, if my judgment's right on horns, he was every bit of 190 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
And close to 200-inch deer. And come in chasing four does, you know.
You'd see emotional then if you got that one on the ground.
I tell you what, just from me looking at him through the binos, I mean, I was shaking. The whole tree was shaking. I mean, from the top of his head to where he crowned out was 10, 11 inches high, and then as big around as a skull can on the base. I mean, I was like, I've never seen – I'm getting chills.
I've never seen one that
big.
That's ridiculous.
But I just – in – you know, no high fence. This is all low fence. Just to see those deer, man, I mean, it's incredible. We hunt East Texas down here, you know, I've done it all my life. And not knocking the deer that we got down here because we got great deer. But those deer up there are giants.
Yeah.
I mean, the just the mass of the body. You know, you see a 300-pound deer and you're looking at him going, hey, it looks like a 120. You get him on the ground and get him measured, and he's like 150. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't really judge your horns up there from the body size.
Oh, I know, man. I have never hunted in Kansas, but I hunted Oklahoma during muzzleloader season last year and ended up shooting two does. Let me tell you, each one of those does weighed well over 200 pounds. I mean, just absolutely massive body deer, unlike anything you'll see in Texas.
A good friend of mine, Clint Rollins, he was up there with us on the hunt, and I kept turning around on my tree stand and looking. I said, man, is there a big like mound of dirt behind me? And it was probably about 30 yards out there. He said, no, what are you talking about? And we were texting back and forth. I said, that big brown hump out there. He said, I shot a doe earlier. And I'm not lying to you, Cable. Well, we got out there to this doe, and it was the biggest deer I've ever seen in my life. I mean, she dressed out, I think she was 240,
wow,
give or take. And the fat on those deer, I mean, inch and a half fat, you know, just massive, massive deer. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was sitting there looking at a cow, you know.
So are you going back to Kansas?
I will. I put in for the draw. I will be going back this year, hopefully to harvest a big one. We're going up there to give her heck.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go up there to kill. I go up there to hunt. There's a reason why they call it hunting, you know?
Yeah.
Plus just the fellowship up there, man, you hang out with some of the greatest guys in the world. And just it's about the hunt, but it's about life too, man. And that a week in Kansas, sitting in a bow stand watching that sun come up, it'll change your life, man.
I don't doubt that for a second. Well, hey, let's take a quick break here. Love for you to stick around for another segment if that's cool for you.
Yeah, man.
And let's talk some bass fishing and hear a couple other tunes when we come back.
Right on, man. Let's do it.
Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more from Josh Ward. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
This land was already sold, and there's fire in the valley, there's smoke in the sky, and it'll teach us how to live free, or it'll teach us how to die.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey, North Texas sports fans, this is Brian Spagnola, General Manager of Texas Motor Cars in Addison. My family's been in the car business for over 50 years, and I want to show you the difference in buying from a family-owned and operated business. TexasMotorCars.com is an awesome website that lets you do virtually all of your shopping online. We have a professional photographer that takes amazing photos, and we give you all the information that you'll need up front. You can even find out how much we will give you for your trade-in before you ever come in. I take pride in the fact you can come in, choose a car, and be out in less than an hour. We have financing rates starting at 1.79% on pre-owned vehicles and can help almost anybody. Please do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle of any kind, give us a shot. Let me show you how easy buying a vehicle should be. Visit TexasMotorCars.com or come visit our 20,000 square foot indoor showroom in Addison. Again, visit TexasMotorCars.com or call us at 1-888-9-TX-MOTORS.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle, also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center and the nation's number one Basscat dealer in 2013. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com.
I've been a-hunting these woods since I was 7 years old. This shotgun was my granddad's, now it's mine to hold. I ain't never hurt no one except a turkey each year. And come Sunday morning, I'll be bending God's ear. Guns and religion.
Guns and Religion, great tune there from Austin Cunningham, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. So glad to be here talking outdoors with you all today. Thank you so much for letting me ride shotgun with you on a lovely Lone Star weekend. We've still got a special in-studio guest here with us in Josh Ward. We're about to talk some bass and hear some more great Texas country music. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep your whitetail herd happy and healthy, including the Dr. Deer-backed buck forage oats. Check them out at senderoseed.com or call my buddy Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED today. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with Honky Tonker, singer-songwriter, and avid outdoorsman Josh Ward. Thanks for sticking around through the break, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure to talk outdoors with a kindred spirit. And, you know, with all the success that you've had career-wise and musically of late, did you make time to get into the turkey woods or get after those spawning largemouths like I know you love to do?
Man, I had some invites to go spring turkey hunting. I couldn't pull it off because of travel dates. That's something that I've never done. I've shot a turkey before, but to actual go on a spring turkey hunt, calling them in, sitting on your butt with a shotgun, I've yet to do that. That's bucket list for me.
It's addicting. I'll just forewarn you.
I've heard.
Well, add one more thing to the list.
That's right. As far as bass fishing, man, I've got to Monday and Tuesday are my weekends, and we host a little jackpot tournament down there on Conroe, and I get to fish every Tuesday. That is my therapy.
Right.
During the spawn, we did okay. I mean, it wasn't like we were stacking in, but the caliber of fish that were getting weighed in at the tournaments were awesome. I mean, we're weighing in three fish at 22 pounds.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of good sticks on Conroe. I mean, they're really, really good fishermen. Conroe's a tough lake to fish, but once you get it down, I mean, it's probably one of the only lakes that I know that you can go out there and have numerous sacks, 18, 20s, you know, 24s, even 30-pound sacks have been weighed in on Sundays. My fishing holes are getting right now. We're getting back out into the water that I like to fish, which mm-hmm. is a little deeper than 2 foot.
So post-spawn stuff?
A bunch of post-spawn stuff and late spawners and in deep water. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got bed fish that live in 30 foot of water, and they're going to come up there and spawn in 14, 15 foot of water. And that's when you get on the toads. I mean, that whenever you could find them, if you could hit that sweet spot, you're guaranteed a toad every time.
And so what is your personal best largemouth?
My personal best is, the one that I won Oakley Big Bass with, 998.
Wow.
And on our scale, she weighed 10.2. But I'm going to call it a double-digit fish then because I seen it with my own eyes. But Oakley's scale said was 998.
Well, at the end of the day, you won a $25,000 Nitro Z7
yep.
Boat as the grand prize. That was back in 2011.
Yes.
And I understand that boat is no longer with us. It actually parlayed that into the latest record.
That boat paid for a brand new record is what it did. You know, and
your loss is everyone else's gain, though. So
it is, man. I mean, Lord works in mysterious ways, and there's a reason I caught that fish. And there was a reason, you know, I took a break for a little while and just to get everything back right musically. And on that break, that's when I fished that tournament. And I said, you know what? That happened for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Something is telling me, you take this boat and you put it towards your record and you go make music. And by God, that's what I did, man. And I'm thankful that happened. You know, that boosted my career. And I could always say that fishing helped me, you know, in my career.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. That's a pretty cool experience.
Yep. The last day, last 45 minutes of a 2-day tournament is when I caught her. And we were probably 75 yards from the weigh-in. So that was,
wow.
Everything kind of fell into place that day.
Well, hey, why don't you go ahead and play us another tune, man? Whatever you want to play for us today.
Sure thing. A song that, couple of buddies of mine and I wrote, John Slaughter and Jody Booth was a writer on this song, and wrote it about the blue collar guy, the one that works his butt off outside. When it gets rained out, the first place he wants to go is crack a cold one.
Right on.
So called Rain Out, Hang Out. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Love it, man. Sometimes there's nothing else to do when it's pouring outside other than crack open a cold one.
Thank you.
I know you're working on some new material right now, but take us back to the beginning as far as when did you first start writing music?
Man, first started writing music. Man, it was probably early 2000-ish, mm-hmm. 2001. I've always loved music as a child. I mean, I was born and raised in a church choir, and, you know, my dad and grandpa's listening to Merle Haggard, George Jones. So, I mean, as a kid, I was a sponge when it came to music. But as far as writing my own, it was around the 2000 period that I really locked it in and said, you know, I want to be a singer-songwriter. I've got all these great dudes that I used to listen to. You know, I want to write music like that,
mm-hmm.
stuff that moves people. And, you know, I wouldn't call myself the best writer in the world. There's other guys out there that's way better at it than I am. But I figure whenever I write a song and I could feel that movement, that emotion, I know it's good. So
mm-hmm.
we'll put it in the can and cut it.
Well, Josh, it's certainly working for you. I mean, Texas Regional Radio Report named you the 2013 Male Vocalist of the Year. Three number one singles have topped the charts here of late. Let's go ahead and take a listen to another one of those tunes, man.
Cool. This one's called Sent Me You. I did not write this song. I'm not going to take credit for it. I'm going to give it where it's due. Good buddy of mine, Scott Brown from Montgomery, Texas, wrote this song about 8 years ago. Well, I'd say 10 years ago. Whenever he got back from Iraq, he was a Marine over there. And I needed one song left for the record. And I could have put any of them on there. But he told me, he said, cut this song. And well, I took it home and learned it. And you never understand the power of a song until you listen to it. And you could hear it all day, but until you listen, that's when you know. And emotionally, that song got to me, man. And I told my wife, I said, if that song does that to me, what's it going to do to everybody else? And I knew I had to cut it. And we laid it down, and man, we've heard stories, you know, of we got married to that song, or I buried my grandpa to that song, or just I'm very glad, you know, and honored to got to record that song. But it's called Sent Me You. I hope y'all dig it.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got tattoos and I got scars. I got patches to mend broken hearts. And I've got stories of failure and glory. I've been down to the bottom so many times. And I call out to Jesus as a stranger, ask for forgiveness, and send me an angel. I drank whiskey, and I smoked weed. I've been hopelessly addicted. Pain surrounding me, and I've been lonesome, and I've been sold. I've done 100 miles an hour to the bottom of my soul, and I've called out to Jesus as a stranger, as for forgiveness. He said, I got hopes, and I got dreams. I've got a woman that I love, she's lying next to me. Now I have faith, and I have love, and that stranger I call him Father, and I pray. And I called out to Jesus as a stranger, asked for forgiveness, and sent me an angel. And I called out to Jesus for the truth, asked for forgiveness. He sent me you.
awesome, man. And that one went to number one as well.
Number one. Yep. That's a
great song. And you can definitely feel the emotional aspect of that tune, like you you alluded to. Well, hey, your website, joshwardmusic.com.
Yep.
You guys are obviously on Facebook, follow you on Twitter, and I understand Instagram as well.
Instagram now. We do all the tweetings and the my faces and all that kind of good stuff. We try to stay up with the social media as much as we can. At least that's what the management and my wife tells me to do.
Right, right.
She'll tell me, tweet while you're out there on the boat. Well, you can't. That's why I've dropped three phones in the water.
Yeah.
So I get a hall pass on tweeting on the water.
Well, Josh, man, it's been a real treat visiting with you. I've absolutely enjoyed the music this morning as well. So thank you for that. And I encourage everybody to check out y'all's touring schedule at joshwardmusic.com. Also, you're working on some new material. So I know there's no release date yet for a new record, but maybe end of 2014 or sometime in 2015 for sure.
We're in the process right now of writing our butts off and trying to get good material out there to those guys. It's got to move people, man. It's got to have meaning. You know, it's either got to be a good throwdown honky-tonk song that you can get out there and drink and dance to, or you want to cry in your beer. I'm going to do both of them.
Well, hey, we appreciate it, brother. Big fan of your music. Look forward to the next album whenever it does come out. And we certainly appreciate you dropping by the studio today.
Thanks, Cable. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. There he goes, the great Josh Ward. That segment, by the way, brought to you by Cabela's, who for over 50 years has brought you legendary selection and service. Let expert outfitters show you all the latest and greatest in hunting, fishing, camping gear, and outdoor apparel at tough-to-beat prices, and you'll get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's four great Texas locations, Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Ben Carter, the executive director of Dallas Safari Club. They've got a pretty cool conservation project they just wrapped up in West Texas. We'll tell you all about that next, only on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Lord, give me a Lone Star Highway. Need a straighter road to run, so I can see where I'm going and where I came from. Lord, give me a Lone Star Highway.
You wouldn't take a mule to the Kentucky Derby, and you wouldn't go swimming with your boots on. So why do folks wear mossy green camo to hunt the Great Southwest? Game Guard Camouflage is celebrating 10 years of putting hunters undercover in the rugged Texas terrain. Owner Craig Smith invites you to visit a dealer near you to check out the full line of hunting apparel, caps, bags, coolers, gun cases, dove hunting belts, and the newly designed microfiber shirts. Available in 13 different colors. So whether you're hunting, camping, fishing, or just enjoying the great outdoors, Game Guard has you covered. Visit GameGuard.net to find a dealer near you or call 888-381-4263. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy, folks. I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now, listen up. We here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now, we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now, I'm just speculating, but maybe you need need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in those sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Cable Smith here for the Seat Shop. That outdoor lifestyle we all love, yeah, it can be pretty rough on the interior of our trucks. That's why I trust my friends at the Seat Shop. Is your driver's seat ripped where you slide in and out of your truck or SUV? They can replace that one cover, and the new leather is guaranteed to match your factory interior. Or if you want to overhaul your full front row or your entire interior like I did, the Seat Shop can definitely take care of you. And if you're looking for something to protect your leather, they've got the new Carhartt seat covers as well. Perfect for hauling gear, guns, and dogs around. Guys, the Seat Shop is a great family-owned company who really knows their stuff, and their old-fashioned customer service is a hard thing to find these days. I had a great time working with them, and I know you will too. So visit theseatshop.com or give them a call at 214-710-2565 today.
If you're in the market for a compact track loader, then check out the Bobcat Advantage, where Bobcat track loaders squared off against other brands in a variety of tests and challenges. Whether you're looking for performance advantages, uptime protection, or quality design, Bobcat compact track loaders are the best built machines in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Watch the videos at BobcatAdvantage.com or see Bobcat machines in person at Bobcat of Dallas, Louisville, Bobcat of Fort Worth, and Bobcat of Longview. Visit BobcatOfDallas.com or call 469-586-0000 today.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer.
All right, a little Guitar Town, the great Steve Earle bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. We're about to check in with the executive director of one of my favorite conservation organizations. But first, this segment proudly brought to you by Squaw Mountain Trophy Hunts, located in Jacksboro, Texas. They've got naturally reproducing herds of scimitar-horned oryx, axis, addicks, black buck, you name it. They've got it. It's 3,000 acres in Jack County, Texas. Beautiful lodge and great accommodations. Visit smrhunts.com to book your trophy hunt today. Well, let's go ahead and bring on our next guest. He's the executive director of Dallas Safari Club, and always great to have him on the show. Mr. Ben Carter, always a pleasure, sir.
Well, glad to be back. Always good to talk to you and give you a little update on what's going on with the Dallas Safari Club.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and also appreciate Dallas Safari Club's continued support of our show over the years. And, man, y'all have already accomplished so much here in 2014. And let's start by talking about the convention. It was the biggest and best yet. Anybody that was out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. Tons of exhibitors and really just packed in the Dallas Convention Center. I don't know if there's a bigger venue, but, man, y'all are getting pretty close to full capacity there.
Yeah, the Dallas Convention Center actually is the ninth largest convention center in the country, and this past show was our most successful show by far. We had approximately over 950 exhibitors taking up about 1,500 booths, and that took up about 800,000 square feet of the Dallas Convention Center. Hmm. We had day traffic of almost 45,000 people that came through the show. And it was by far the most successful show we've ever had. The entire event raised over $7 million.
Wow.
And so from that, we are able this year to grant $1.2 million to support conservation, education, and hunters advocacy. And that's not counting the black rhino permit that we auctioned off for an additional $350,000. So if you put the last 3 years together, as well as the $350,000, of which 100% went directly to the Namibian Wildlife Products Trust that is strictly for black rhino conservation, we have granted almost $3,600,000 over the last 3 years to support conservation, education, and hunters advocacy. And It's one reason why our show is so successful, I believe, is because, one, our members are enthusiastic about being volunteers and helping put on the convention. They know that we're going to turn around and put the money back where in areas that they believe in and they support. I think that our attendees for the show itself, our exhibitors know that they feel good about money that we raise, where it's going to go, and it continues to build on the success from the year before each year when we have a successful convention like that. This next year, we're anticipating an even bigger and better convention. I think we'll have probably about 1,700 booths, maybe a few more than that. We're pretty close to filling out the Dallas Convention Center. When we get that thing, if it's not this year, it will be the next year. And then there won't be any more booths that we will build into the program. We don't want the show to be oversized. We want it all to be within the one space that's there so that everybody's got the same access to the attendees that come, make it easy for people to get around and see the show. And it'll be tough for people to get into the show as exhibitors. The only way they'll get in is when someone drops out for whatever reason. And at the same time, we feel like we've got the highest quality exhibitors of any type of trip or item, guns, clothing, artwork for the outdoorsmen from any place in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to hunt Marco Polo sheep in, you know, Pakistan? No problem. You want to hunt grizzly bears in Alaska? I've got that too. Dove hunting Argentina. I mean, you name it. If there's a trip, there's definitely an exhibitor there at Dallas Safari Club. But and going back to the black rhino, our mutual friend Corey Knowlton purchased that, and just it was amazing all of the hate and hateful responses, even death threats that he received. And the bottom line was that money was going back into help prevent black rhino poaching in Namibia. And that's the irony here is that rhino, that bull, old cantankerous son of a gun, the government was going to put him down anyway. He was actually a detriment to the herd. Here we are helping them, removing this animal and paying them $350,000, and all the antis out there just can't seem to wrap their mind around that.
Well, I think a lot of it is unfortunate that people just don't understand it. And really, you know, what we always are talking about is the 80% of the population that accepts hunting as an American activity and a part of our heritage. That's the group that we've got to keep thinking that what we do is okay. And unfortunately, people that are on the other side, the anti-hunters, resort to basically terrorist tactics. I mean, they mobilize quickly, they get on the internet, and they just start putting lies out there that they don't want to deal with the reality of it. When all this went on, many times I would say, you know what, these guys can buy this permit, and if they buy it, then they know that it won't be hunted. But that isn't really how sustainable use hunting works. If an animal has value, it's a resource, and if it has value, people protect it and manage it, and it's a renewable resource. People just don't really understand that. I think the good thing is, even though there were, for the most part, most of the negative things we got made no sense whatsoever. And a rational person looking at the comments, things like, you know, if you auction off this rhino permit for an animal to be killed, we're going to kill one of your members. What kind of logic is that? I mean, you know, what kind of person says something like that? And I think that in addition to all the information we put out in press releases that basically explains why this permit was issued and all the good things that it will do, I think it convinced a lot of people that to understand how sustainable use hunting works. And I think we, at the end of the day, we wound up winning the battle in the getting the message out. It took a while. A lot of people reacted emotionally to it because of the nature of the way that the message was given to them, which, again, the problem we have is hunters tend to be tell the truth. We don't tend to exaggerate and make up stuff. The anti-hunters don't mind distorting the facts. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't mind throwing things out there that aren't science-based, that don't have any real substance to them whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's becoming pretty commonplace on our show Facebook page. I'm getting lots of these lovely responses from anti-hunters who just go on there and basically troll and say, And I hope you and your family and all your friends die a miserable death. So I'm getting a lot of those very thoughtful and heartfelt compliments from anti-hunters. But I think the difference between hunters and the other side is we base everything on science, like you said. Sound management is key, and they react and base their thoughts and opinions based solely on emotion.
A lot of them are pretty far removed from being in the being around wildlife. I mean, being out in nature, you want, if you've really spent some time out there, you see how it works. Nature's fairly cruel. It requires management, and without management that our country has had the model for in the North American model of wildlife conservation, without that, we wouldn't have the wildlife we have now. We have more wildlife in North America than we've had at any time in our history, and it's based on that principle of sustainable use, which means wildlife has a value. It's managed by professional managers that are scientists and biologists. The way it's funded is by hunters primarily. There is some other funding, but permit sales, license sales, excise tax on Pittman-Robertson Act, which provides funding for each of the state agencies, that's what pays for this management. Mm-hmm. And all those people that don't hunt, they don't buy a hunting license, they don't support it at all. A lot of them get a free ride off of a lot of our wildlife out there by the fact that hunters are paying for the wildlife. People that go float down a river, they don't have to pay money to do that, but they're enjoying the same things that we do, even though we've probably paid some for the permit or for the license.
Oh, there's no doubt. And a unique project that you guys just finished working on, where y'all partnered with the Mule Deer Foundation, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Sol Ross University, and the Texas Bighorn Society, is this guzzler that y'all built out in far west Texas. And I'll let you talk about that.
Well, we've actually worked with Texas Bighorn Society and Texas Parks and Wildlife extensively over the last 10 to 15 years on all kinds of projects. But this guzzler project in particular is a good one because it's close to home, more or less. I mean, you know, Texas is a big state. It's a long way out there to where it was. But you know, we're taking care of helping wildlife here in Texas. And we found TBS has put a number of what they call guzzlers out in West Texas that will provide a steady source of water for wildlife, and that's obviously a critical element in West Texas, which is very arid, and you know, some parts of it only average 8 to 9 inches of rain a year out mm-hmm. there. And this guzzler costs money to build one of those things. I think it's about $20,000 or $25,000 it takes to build a guzzler. TBS has built a number of them for the sheep, but working with the Mule Deer Foundation, at probably a little bit different elevation than where the sheep are, built a guzzler out there to help get the mule deer back on track, because our mule deer population in West Texas has been struggling. Again, with the droughts that's been happening out there for the last couple of years, it just makes it really tough. And so this guzzler provides water in a very arid area. I mean, they survive pretty well from the food source, because that's what they're already geared for. They're desert mule deer, and so they're used to you know, arid conditions, but you still got to have water. And so we're very pleased to be a part of that and help support that project, and I'm sure we'll continue to support projects like that in the future as well.
Right, and this one's strategically placed on a private ranch, but it's in between the Black Gap Wildlife Management Area and Big Bend National Park. So lots of wildlife from both of those areas will benefit. And, you know, just looking at some pictures on y'all's website, I mean, this thing is far from an above ground, you know, swimming pool looking deal. It's there's a lot more that goes into the design to where, you know, 1 inch of rain in that area will catch 1,000 gallons. And overall, it'll hold 4,600 gallons of water.
Yeah, you have a metal framework, and then you put corrugated metal on top of that. And so you have a large surface area that, as the rain hits it, it all travels through gutter systems on the sides of it. And your water storage tank is down below all that. And so it all funnels into that. And it can put a lot of water in one of those. And that water will last a long time. Mm-hmm. And without it, the wildlife wouldn't be nearly what it is. And it's interesting. I know they've done some put cameras on a lot of those sites. It enhances all the wildlife. It isn't just mule deer and it isn't just sheep. I mean, there's, you know, rabbits, coyotes, all kinds of things that will come up and get water from that. Birds. I mean, it's a great water source for it. Impacts positively a lot of wildlife out there.
Well, just one more example of how hunting really is conservation. And, you know, Ben, we certainly appreciate everything y'all do at Dallas Safari Club and encourage everybody to check out the website, biggame.org. If you're not a member, think about becoming one.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and we'll look forward to everybody next year at the convention, January the 15th through the 18th at the Dallas Convention Center.
We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. There he goes. Ben Carter, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club. Man. We are out of time for today. Got to get out of here. Thanks to Ben as well as our other guests today, Josh Ward and also Dustin Korba of the Lone Star Kayak Series. We'll do it again same time, same place next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Crazy. For thinking that my love could hold you.